Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Black Hebrew Israelite show today. Today's topic, we're going to be discussing police enforcement against Americans of color. It is important for each and every American to know America was founded in its history of war and rumors of war. But she did prevail over her enemy. Today, we pray that the police is not the new King George III sons of wickedness. We pray that inside the police departments, there is no King George III factors being played out. You can look at many of the United States programs by its history that occurred in America. Of course, we as citizens who are living in 2015, we are educated enough to know our past because we have elders who sit in the wilderness. Our elders have went through similar factors, but we find ourselves in today's time experiencing these factors, and confusion starts. And in that confusion, we may find ourselves wondering what to do next, because we're caught in a maze of what is good and what is evil. Then we find ourselves saying, okay, we are told to respect our representatives, but is our representative respecting us? What is this King George factor? What is this Queen Victoria factor? And maybe today it may be a Queen Elizabeth factor. These are bloodlines that has proven in history. The problem with this bloodline is it is designed to either help America or destroy her. All I'm saying is America today is blessed as if it was July 4, 1776. The problem we may have is America needs new leadership or something. We go to the polls and we vote for new leadership. But maybe we are being discouraged because we're getting the same old leadership. It does not matter if you are an African American, and it does not matter if you are a European American, and it does not matter if you are a Native Indian American. America gets attacked. Do we stand up for America as America exists today? Many of our African American brothers may say, no, I will not stand up. But I would ask you, why won't you stand up? Because you may not feel that you are part of something. It is true. The King George factor today, I believe, is running the District of Columbia. We're going to have a problem as Americans because that is one family that had tried to destroy the remnant of this country. But the citizens prevail. The Bible says the world is divided into righteousness versus wickedness. And when the Bible has it recorded as such, we then must find ourselves in the matrix middle of this passage. Why are we taking a righteous road versus a wicked road? Sometimes the police, when they shoot indiscriminately and say, we fear for our lives, then what do the citizens say to the police? Why did you call us over to you in the first place? What was the problem, officer? But the voice of the dead can answer because they have been silenced. It's the job of we the people to go over to that officer and say, why did you command him over to you if you felt he or she was under arrest? Well, of course, the officer is not going to answer that question, because how do you become fearful if you're approaching someone? How do you become fearful? Where was the command? Please don't say you was making arrest. That's April Fool's Day. We know this when we even look at Mike Brown. You was not making arrest. You realize that some hard-headed kids was not listening to you. But, Darren, you also, as a young man yourself, if you're 26, 27, shooting also a young man running away from you, you also shooting that man in the back as well. Your bullets hit everything else, but when that young man turned around, you continued to shoot. You're no different from Scott, who just seen a man run away, just running. Scott, officer, I may be saying the different from each name, bear with me, but the police officer had to hawk him down, had to catch him. He tased him, but somehow found off the clippers or whatever the clips they are, and he kept running. He spun. That's why the clips flew off, the electrical cue. He went into circle. They came out. He ran. Officer pulled out his weapon and started shooting indiscriminately. Similar to Mike Brown, it's the same thing. But this officer was a better shooter. He able to hit the suspect 5 times in the back. What rights do that American have versus the American who is in the uniform? So I'm going to talk about constitutional law. And I'm going to explain why we have a constitution, but it's up to DOD to enforce it. Department of Justice, the FBI, the Secret Service, as we know today, cannot enforce the constitution because their jurisdiction doesn't allow it. The constitution has another enforcement. It's called the War Department. It has a branch within Department of Defense. But when you elect a Republican and Democrat, you sometimes forcing them to only use the Supreme Force to enforce foreign country issues. And that's why you see our military spread it throughout the world. And then legislation later on was passed in D.C. to form police who are supposed to be civilian officers, meaning citizens who came together to protect the community. But the problem is we have Klans that already told the story of what they want to do. They love dressing as Klans, and then they would turn around and dress as police officers. We see stories and hear about stories of the Klans in the prison system looking to kill certain African Americans. The problem is, why do the Klans exist, and why do they tell this, foretold this story? We must revisit the constitutional law, because constitutional law does apply to George W. Bush and President Obama today. And it also applies to Eric Holder. And it also applies to me and you and every police shooting or citizen shooting in America. But when you read the Constitution, you got to read it with an open mind. You got to really be a good person to understand it. It's not designed for a wicked person to understand it, because the wicked will be exposed if you know how to read the United States Constitution. It's technically a General Assembly of Goshen, Egypt, and the Kingdom of Pharaoh. It has a General Assembly that's significant, because Jesus Christ's second coming government will be called the General Assembly. And he will represent seven churches. One happened to be in a new world called America, Philadelphia. And that is the birthplace of the United States, is in a place called Philadelphia. And the Philadelphia National Convention is the convention that produced the birth certificate of the United States of America. It was not District of Columbia. It was not any of these states as we know today. It was Philadelphia. She's been made ruins today, and no one understands why. I do, because I'm a black horseman of the United States government. If no change can come, only the United States government can serve a check on law enforcement who break the law. So why do we watch our representatives take the oath of office to the U.S. Constitution, but then DOD is occupied in foreign countries, so it does not have enforcement on the ground to guarantee the liberties of people? Well, sometimes when you are a black horseman or a white horseman or a red horseman, we get special dreams and messages from the Most High God. Just like you may get a dream, we also get those dreams, but we get a directive. Directive meaning action may have to occur sooner or later. We understand when a storm is brewing, we know we're going to be activated to fight in that storm. But who will prevail against the enemy? If police officers are now becoming what we call the revengeful King George III, Queen Victoria's actions against Americans. That means white American, you are under attack. Native Indians, you are still under attack. Doesn't matter how many treaties you signed with the Queen, you are under attack. Your children is under attack. If a nuclear weapon hit any part of the United States, most likely it would be Europeans dying the majority, because they're targeting certain areas. We all know that urban is on all maps because of the industrialized city, but the industrialized cities has completely went rural. So we now know missiles are aimed rural as well. They say that's where the tanks are now being made, not Detroit anymore. The facilities that would make tanks and all these, which your automobile companies turn into tank makers and bulletproof vehicles, the urban complex has been shaking. especially when we see it from the Wall Street crash. As a black horseman of the United States government, I have never applied for any office of D.C., but I still represent the United States interest based on the Philadelphia Convention. My job is to fight and protect the General Assembly within the United States from any domestic and foreign. Why is the spirit of Michael needing to do this? Because in the last days, Jesus must set up his kingdom, while Satan that already built his kingdom in the territories of Jesus Christ's throne. Satan is a spirit of wickedness. That's what wickedness are born from. That's what wickedness is taken from. Their commander is Lucifer. No one knows who this Lucifer, male or females, are, but they're representing Babylonianism. That means the police is not acting irrationally. They're acting by command because there's a war brewing against the United States. But in order to win, she has to win against the citizens who have always stood up for her to defeat them. So they got to start some kind of war. This is Armageddon. I know why they're targeting our youth, because it's going to make the parents of the youth come out in the streets so that they can shoot the parents down for what happened to the baby. That's almost 2-3-1. But look at me. I'm in police uniform. Well, DOD will serve a check. I know. We will serve a check because I'm going to be forced to enter into this battle. People say, how did a black Hebrew Israelite find this power? It's because when God gives birth to an individual, he gives them visions and dreams throughout their lifetime. I'm not going to preach on no corner. I'm not going to preach pretty much in no church. When you know about us, we will be standing in the clouds of joy. When you're going to know, because we are spreading throughout the world so fast, the world be like, whoa, who is this black man? Who is this blackness? How did the horsemen come through here and sweep us completely off the board in less than 1 hour? Because God is going to send the spirit of light. The speed of light is much faster than any weapon in the earth. No weapon can defeat the speed of light. It's a weapon of the spirit. It can shoot, it can kill, it can do everything. But it starts with insurrection and rebellion. The police today have a bunch of foreigners who wants to overthrow her, but they never knew. They think their weapons are stronger today than it was in 1776. They want to use these weapons, but they don't want to use it fairly. They don't want to say, okay, I'm a foreigner who dressed as a police officer because someone did not properly do their background check about me. No one understands. I am more so a Canadian loyalist. I'm a British loyalist. I'm more of a German loyalist. I'm not American. But someone gave me the right to have a gun. So I find myself in military stance. We're told that the black man is the enemy of Canada. We're told that the black man is the enemy of Great Britain. We are told that the black man of America is the enemy of Germany. Now we got a problem, because the black man is not even thinking about Germany. The black man ain't even thinking about Canada. The black man ain't even thinking about Great Britain. But the officers think that we're a threat against their establishment. Well, we saw in a civil war, at least Abraham Lincoln had weapons. He's an American president. But where did King George III get his weapons? He got them from the Queen. Victoria. The problem is Jefferson Davison failed. These are the things that we now know, that who gave this president? And if Abraham Lincoln is the president of the United States, Then who is Jefferson Davison? He's president of the Confederation of what? The New Canada. A lot of people don't know that Civil War was about establishing Canada. It was a direct attack on the European whites. But they did prevail, but somehow they didn't get to finish. Maybe Abraham Lincoln felt that the runaway slaves joining the Union Army could be helpful for American Army. That is the first time. Why did God put African American in the American Union Armies coming from slavery, runaways? Why? Because George Washington was a general in the Revolutionary War who had to come out of King George's grip. God put African Americans in wartime in the Civil War. So we fought for Abraham Lincoln. Many of your fancy fighting tactics today, known as the Buffalo, if you know about 1800 Buffalo the soldiers of Buffalo, that was black regiments. We were the Union, made a majority black officers because Abraham Lincoln didn't mix white officers in a mix. It was black men fighting for liberty. Why did God send runaway slaves into the American Union armies? Because they had to escape oppression. The Klan are those people. But we don't do nothing about it because we take it as rhetoric. No, it's literally facts. The southern states feel, the Canadian feel, they have occupied the southern states. But the Canada is a acronym for something going on in Great Britain and Germany. It's an acronym. That means someone else is controlling something. These are the things that the government are afraid. They're afraid for a reason. If the black man awakens, he can become even more of a threat to their establishment that they feel for over 147 years they have control. So they're knocking a few of us across our head and putting a few in the grave. They think that they can outnumber us through certain tactics. We've seen a formation in Ferguson when they came out with tanks and guns. The problem the police got is DOD. So if Obama is breaking up the command of DOD, he can't do it. He's going to end up finding out that you can't, but then is DOD threatening him? So you got to break up something. But this is the problem. DOD, for the first time, had to respond. In Louisiana was that march. That was not the president and governor of the female Democratic governor who was governor in 05. That was not her call. That was the supreme authority. Who are we? In history, we're called the Sons of Freedom. We're called the Sons of Liberty. I am called a son of God set at liberty and justice for all. It is hard to protect a citizen who is against something. The scripture says, until there's a falling away, then the coming of the Great One. But it's difficult because you, African Americans, you are falling so far away, there's no protection because you're acting almost like the enemy. You got to read first, put everything back in perspective. Yes. Michael Brown, yes. Trayvon Martin, their constitutional right to be an American has been violated by someone else who's pretending maybe being an American but loyal to a foreign power. Because who would shoot down an individual unarmed unless you are a foreign coward? It's no such thing of a domestic threat. It's a foreign threat. It's the history of America. It was established by men coming into America trying to kill George Washington. He didn't let those bastards try to kill him. George Washington turned around and said, "Buff this, elf this." And he and some men got together, and they were also hunters. We got Bloods and Crips. They done spend lifetime hunting. They just don't know why they're hunting each other. Instead of hunting grocery stores and community buildings, they're doing the dumb, because sometimes the mind would rather do dumb. It's easy to be dumb than smart. But they are hunters. God set them in a mix as well. And who's scared of the Bloods and the Crips and gangs? It's the Ku Klux Klan. They would never come up against gangs. They would need police to run us over, to run these gangs away. Klans would never dress in sheets against any street gangs because they feel threatened. K-47s also. Where they get it from? Because they've been so underground. Well, that is technically the urban militia. That's technically urban militia who is not organized. Once you organize, you're the smartest man on earth. Organization comes from building blocks, starting with a cornerstone, designing and building and carrying out the action as a group project. But if you don't start something, there won't be something. The police has some role officers who are trying to start a war in America. The attack is coming from Canada's territory, who I have deemed the number one terrorist organization ever since the Revolution and the Civil War. If Canada was not there, we would never know about no Ku Klux Klans or hanging people on the trees. Canada is the new Confederation, who is now trying to become Canamax because they want to switch names all of a sudden. If you say Canada, everyone knows the taxes come from Canada, so they call it Canamax. The problem is you are committing treason. Do not worry. I am a true American. The Black Horsemen automatically go after the chiefs and the judges in the mix of this sin. We know death, but the Lord says it ain't time because the horsemen done made a mistake. The kings of the earth done made a mistake with the horns. You're going to see an insurrection of themselves first. Then you're going to see a breakdown. I see this when I see police brutality on Americans of color. Then you see whites shooting police officers. That would be kings and horns getting ready for war because the horn says we may have joined the kings, but we are going to fight for Jesus Christ because we know it's judgment day. We know who Jesus is. We know because the king sicked us on Jesus. But Jesus' army prevailed over us. We fear him versus you, the troublemaker. That's why it's going to be a difficult time. It's written right in the book of Revelation, chapter 17. It speaks of a woman starting all this mess. I'm sorry, queen, but you do have control over Canada, which violates the treaty of peace between peace givers and warmongers. You violated King George's treaty. There's no ands, ands, or what about it. Canada violates the treaty of peace. The only thing left is the War Act. The War Act is a citizen having the ability to take over military complexes. It's already in place. If Jesus come back for the second time, he's going to be taking over the United States military complex, the UK military complex, and he's going to bring all nations to justice if they're in violation of the UN General Assembly. People don't understand what that means. Jesus Christ, white horsemen, had to sit down until the story is finished. Many thought this story was going to finish in the 1700s, but it did not. A lot of people thought the story of Jesus' second coming was going to happen around Queen Victoria's time, 1800s. The second coming did not happen. The second coming happened during Queen Elizabeth's time. The thief, which is Jesus, has been born. If you look at the Great Harlot, 4 or 5 passages down on Revelation, he speaks of Jesus. This is powerful. Because he has to be in a mix. That's why the queen is sending some kind of warning, but you can't send warning to people who have been suppressed all their lives. All you're doing is sending in death. You're wishing death because you never sent a command. For that, you're just killing indiscriminatory as if you going to get away. No, you cannot get away. It is just the American dream. Someone has to be free. I'm free, but I'm not going to sit here and tell the African-American woman, you are of the African-American bones of bones. When we move, my hip goes with me. My bone goes with me. That's you, black woman. I may not speak a lot about you because there's no need to make a man and woman equal because you're supposed to be the bones of that African-American man. I have to have victory because I want my seed to be able to be planted so other young Kurds can be born. When I get through fighting in Armageddon, I'm going to be coming home. And that home means I'm going to be looking for that beautiful one. That is what black horsemen are saying throughout this. God has always dispatched good and evil angels to be the beginning of something and end of something. I've just been a lucky African American who received his angel. I have an angel that goes with me. And even though the devil make runs at me, my angel protects me or my angel intercepts. I've seen my angel work on my behalf many times. My angel is so close to me. If I start something with the president, normally the average person would get arrested, but not me, because I have an angel. Why did God dispatch an angel to me? My angel might have been bored with me for 20-something years. But also, my angel knows that I have a right to learn. I tell everyone, without learning, we don't have nothing. We don't have nothing. We must learn first as a Hebrew and as a man who is born of a man or woman. I know that feeling. The scriptures is clear. The mighty angels will feel just like African Americans feel today. Why did Michael and the forces have to endure the endurable? Because we're descendants. We're descendants of even the Hebrews in captivity. We were the nations that the world came against because they were jealous. I'm sorry. Slavery is only removing the power structure of Africa that have given food and water and drink to everyone. And Sadi and Ramesses have decided to war against everyone. So the Nile Valley definitely got peace and war. Today, the United States is designed on what? Peace and war. What is this Babylonian great mother of harlots abomination that's written in Revelation chapter 7? Then it says, until the angel said unto me, an angel said. If you know in the book of Revelation, I was talking about angels said. That's why men don't want to talk about Revelation, because angels are talking to man and woman today. The whole book of Revelation is about Jesus Christ coming back as a mighty angel, commander of angels, to put down the insurrection rebellion of military insurrections. The Bible clearly says the enemy of Jesus called the Confederate. That would be you, Ku Klux Klan. That's you. You dress, no one checks you. Do not worry. The white horsemen established the United States. They have not, God made them take a bow to you for some reason. Because the sins, says Lucifer's sins have reached heaven. His pollution, his death. He done sent some kind of pale horse to kill Americans, regardless of color or not. We see white people getting killed just like black people, the same way. Police come. They all put their knees and suffocate you. take away your air and you die, and then they wake up time out, you died under custody of trying to resist arrest. But you had 100 bodies on your throats and your breathing passages. They're beating you to death. Who is? If you look, they're made of three people, Germans, Israelis, and Spaniard people. Why is this? Because they have infiltrated the police force. Spain can rule through U.S. police forces. Germany rules through police forces. They indirect rule in the supreme force called the military. There ain't nothing but Spain, Germany, and Saudi Arabia, and Israel, the Israelis, who comes out of Germany. I can look at their format. I can look at their picture. I can see that Spaniard. I can see that. Those are human traffickers in the histories. It's written right in the Bible. They're called the beasts. I'm quite aware. They're quite aware of the elite forces of me. They just say to stay away from him and his territory, but we're going to shake him up over here. But don't worry. I'm moving over here now. I'm going to be moving there. I'm tired of moving what is called and I have an angel. I know this. My angel saying, the Lord speaketh. Well, Revelation chapter 7 kind of explains why we have the need for police brutality. It says right here in Revelation chapter 5, there's a mystery Babylon that is taking place. Great. All you got to do is add Britain to it, and that's what it is. Babylon the Great. That would be Britain. It's a mother of harlots and abomination, means she's using homosexuality and abomination, beastistic men, to carry out her will. That's why you see homosexuality being almost greater than anything else. But they got to take away the Bible, because it prohibits homosexuality in the United States. So they want to take away the Bible because the homosexual. That ain't what's happening. God is putting the homosexual spirit in these men. They're getting angry, so they don't know how to fight God, so they fight the closest thing to God. And they all think the black man is the sons of God, especially African Americans. And the whole world thinks this. I know. Africans say all the time, we wait for you. Y'all the chosen ones. We just don't want to be the chosen ones because we don't know what to do. The world is trying to say, we're going to sacrifice the black men like we did Jesus. No, you're not. Because Michael is amongst you. The house of Melchizedek is amongst you. It's coming as a Philadelphian against D.C. or any other role officers in the community of the United States. The order of Melchizedek, that's the order of fire and brimstone. You're going to be electrocuted either by lightning or someone's coming through your window. You're going to be tagged. Don't matter Darren Dunn murder. He's already has proven that he can kill an American privilege immunity without even justification of why he shot. He has to be brought to justice. So it's going to happen. Either the prisons or the graves will catch up. It always happens. Don't worry. Also, we want quick reaction on George Zimmerman. He cannot kill a U.S. citizen. And it is against the law to kill a General Assembly descendant of the Hebrews. They got the curse of ancient Israel curse. Any nation that comes against Israel is doomed. People don't know it is a condemnation. Why do you think Canada and Great Britain and Germany bury their slaves in America? Because they're trying to force us in, but you can't. You're the reason why slaves came to America. Spain, I can look at Spain and see they fell just like Rome fell. So who's running Spain? That is the House of Chaldeans. I know the House of Chaldeans because I'm a master in war games. I'm understanding civilization better than any human being on this earth. I have to know my terrain because I got to know who's attacking someone. But why did God give me the right to become a supreme judge of the world office? Why did he give me the ancient office of America called the Washington Freedmen Bureau? You look at us called the Freedmen Bureau. No, that came later because of Ulysses Grant murdering Abraham Lincoln and all these Union defectors from the U.S. military. I'm sorry, but I'm going to speak the truth. I know war games because I grew up understanding who's a bully and who's not. But when you're openly killing, I will secretly remove you sooner or later. When you are secret places, I will openly move you. I am opposite of all evil. That means when you see something openly, there's something brewing that is going to begin to take out all attorneys who give any police officer the permission and the shield. You are open now. Now the secret fraternal order of the United States Founding Fathers is going to sneak attack you because they had to have a black judge. A lot of people didn't know that they were looking for a black judge out of the 144,000 so that they can say he's the supreme judge of the world. It's a black horseman with balances. We don't have to argue. I know the rule of General Assembly. If you read, this is what the mystery Babylonian Great Britain, you the mother harlot of Omni, I'm sorry, but you're written in the book of Revelations. If you scroll down to verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb. That's Jesus. He's here. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. That's why I said I have angels, because God has given me the ability to attack them, you see. I have to, because someone got to stand for the black man and black woman. But this is the problem. It's a falling away of the black man and woman in the current. That's why God is sending a curse into the earth. And he sends a curse because he raised the great harlot to be the curse. She's sending in her pale horse of death, which is Canadians. Skull and Bones are a Canadian fraternity. They are the Yale Conference that gave birth to the Canadian government, 1867. They are the University of Yale, the conference. Yale is the reason why police officers, they're giving them Confederate command through the Republican, down to the Republican of the Bar Association, down to the law enforcement. They want to control the Americans, but they're using terrorist attacks. Why do you think Osama bin Laden knows how to attack from the Arab side? They've all been learning from the Klan's mentality. A lot of people don't know this. So the Klansmen told the story. I've just been spending my life preparing. People say, well, you out of shape. Yeah, I'm out of shape because I'm going to get in shape whooping ass because it's time now. I'm sorry, but I'm going to make an attempt to arrest Darren. But what jail cell I'm going to take him to, I'm not taking him to the sheriff. I ain't taking him to the local police. So they can set him free again. So it's up to the citizens to house this man. But am I vigilante? No, get this man if I capture him. Give him his day in court. You got to. Because we're not vigilante killers either. Sometimes we got a little order. That's why I'm telling all young 18-year-olds, join my militia. I'm guaranteeing you that you can now carry a weapon only to protect yourselves from enemies who may be lurking against you. But you got to learn humility. You can't be out there promoting death. If you see the man with that, he's been there before you. Is he legal? No, because you can't have no state, no governor can have a standing army. We got all kind of standing armies going on here. Sorry, Sheriff, but you can't be no local standing army. Sorry, police, but you are. You shooting people as if you at war. This ain't Baghdad. This is the United States. These young men really don't even like to fight. these young men really talk junk, but they don't like to do anything but go and just have some fun. That's what young people do. But they're losing their lives. So young people, close your mouth when they come. Don't give them reason. You're not going to do anything. So humble yourself. Be polite. I got stopped by the police in my car. I don't think I was speeding, but maybe I was. I don't know. But I got stopped on a speeding ticket. First thing I hand that police officer is my license, because first thing he want is tell me what I did, and he asked me for my license and my registration. The first thing I give him is my license, and then I give him a copy of my gun permit. So he'll know I got a gun, but he already know I got a gun because it's already registered in my license plate. That's a good thing. Now I'm listening to tones and attitudes, because the attitude is what's going to give him up. Yes, I know a Confederate when I see it too. For as long as he's only stopping me for the traffic, I either take the ticket or he let me go. He gave me a ticket, but it didn't go on my record. It's called a P something. That means the system said it, but he wasn't for sure. So he ticketed me, but I had to pay the fine. I'm mad because I had to pay the $160 fine. I'm mad. But guess what? I get to drive off again. He's defensive, especially approaching a black man. But what he said to me is, this is early in the morning, about 4:30 in the morning. It's early. It's just me and him on the road. He says, I gave you a P. I didn't, because when I approached you, you were nice. You were nice to me. And I told him, yes, you got to be, because you do have, I guess, the right to stop. But at the same time, I don't have the defense to make war. That means that something is in front of me that I have to listen to first. That's the problem. Even the young man who just ran away from the police. You heard Trayvon ran away from Zimmerman. Why do they run and then all of a sudden they're ready to shoot you? Because they automatically think you're a criminal. Who taught them this? They ain't that dumb, but now you see this dumbness even in the European race. There's nothing smart about these men. They barely made it out of high school. Someone told them to join the local police department. Now all of a sudden they're thinking that they are in Baghdad, or they're thinking they are in Beirut. They right here in America see a man of color, oh, he's the enemy, because their parents been teaching them. You know why the Confederacy parents been teaching them? Because in history, the black man come from a Nile Valley civilization. They know that the General Assembly and the Christian movement is based on the Nile Valley priesthood, called the Hebrew Israelite stories. And only God can grant righteousness no matter who they are. But at least certain men of Europe wanted this righteousness, and they prevailed over Babylon, the slave masters who already had our ancestors, African Americans, in captivity. If it wasn't for the white horsemen, we would not be free in America to walk and come. They always ran interference. Many of them lose their lives because. We know this now. We saw what Darren Wilson did to Michael. But why did that other white guy do it to officers in Pennsylvania? The white horsemen's thinking. They know that these men don't pull. They see it in Europe. They know. So if they see that they're picking on the youth, their job is say, uh-oh, nobody, we're next. That's a falling away. So the queen now is in trouble, because it says right here that she's making war with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as we speak. Every time you see a black man lose his life, Revelation 14 said these are making war with the Lamb. Well, why do you think that young man's body was sitting in the streets for 4 hours? Because the force of the Lamb would be laying in the streets until life come back into them and they stand up. They're trying to figure out why is this story starting to come to life all of a sudden, because God's timeline. He says right here, and he said unto me, the water which thou sawest where the horse sitteth are people of two nations and tongues. She's here because she sits in the Canadian district of British Columbia. And the ten horns, which is amongst her, that I see with the beast, they shall hate the whore. That's why Queen Elizabeth is in trouble. That's why you see Ireland angry at her, because they've been robbing and stealing from Ireland. They've been stripping them as slaves now. So they're angry. The Scots is now saying, we're independent. France is going to say the queen is no longer her queen. She got to know that the UK was before her and her family. And it says right here, the horns. So God has made many of these European horns. That's the secret. Because it says here, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolated and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God, the Hebrew God, has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree. And they gave their kingdom to Queen Elizabeth and them until the beast, the kingdom of the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. That's you and me entering into the covenant God promised. But his words is greater than. That's why the scriptures is tough for the devil to read, but for the righteous, oh, it sets a precedent. I can see now why we're seeing so much turmoil, because it has a recording in a divine way. And the woman was, you saw it, is the great city. That's Britain, was reigning over the kings of the earth. I'm sorry, Great Britain, but you should not be in King James's throne. You should never have tried to take his throne away. Now, was you killing King George, King James's son, Charles, because they knew that they were forming the UK. Germany pretended to be a member, and at the same time, they was the beast. They infiltrated. But King George's family spent too much time in the New World, in Philadelphia, and they forgot to protect their borders. And then what happened, it was a replacement theology. A lot of people don't know what placement is. But it's hard to replace the African-American because we look so much different. They hope they can get African nations to look somewhat like us. Even if I looked at President Obama, I can look at his lips to know he has more African than he has African-American, because God put distinction even in African-Americans versus our African brothers and sisters. We've got stitches around our lips and our eyes, our head shapes, and our ability, because God has put talent in the priesthood of the Nile Valley civilization. He put a lesser talent because God is establishing his covenant as the dominant. That's why African Americans, you carry a dominant gene. You come from a unique people, but you don't remember because slavery has knocked us across our heads. They kind of beat us. See, African Americans, you are called by God for a reason. You are chosen. But the Spirit of God don't work in carnal. That foolishness y'all got going on. He works in with real people that want to solve real solutions. We got our women and babies to care for. Think these young girls is doing an Adam and Eve nakedness before you, because many of you are dying and going to prison and in foolishness. Many of you now became homosexuals. You are no way of trying to be a man because you're being foolish. So the women must mate to maintain our population. And if you notice, they have some of the beautiful complex. Just look at it. Chocolate, vanilla, caramel. Oh, we come in so many flavors. Because the world has mixed with you and us. When we go to Africa, we look mixed to the Africans. But they know that we carry power as well, especially those women. The men may be a little jealous. That's why the Zimbabwe president said he's going to work with African-Americans, but yet we don't see the land and the wealthy promise, because they get jealous. I know. But at least Ghana reached out. We are already part of Libya, we just don't know it. But many of our ancestors went to settle Libya because Abraham Lincoln established Libya as a colony or a state. Libya is a state of the United States. It just can't be mentioned because they don't want those Africans voting in elections. It would put African Americans the majority in elections if they let those brothers vote. But they're supposed to vote just like we see Puerto Rico voting. I said this in many episodes. Liberia is part of the United States. It has always been. Matter of fact, it's considered the capital of Africa. A lot of people don't know this. But God, because of the Republican Party, they want to suppress that blackness. But we as African Americans, we can override that blackness because we are the first true Americans. Being American means that you're a good person. Read the Declaration of Independence. You tell me it says good people. We already know these row officers, we got police officers that want to arrest them, but they get fired if they come against those row officers. So they just leave them alone. They done heard the message. FEMA loved talking to white Americans about how great King George III and how George Washington was a felon, how he committed treason. George Washington's descendants don't have nothing to do with Germany. Control of Britain only since 1760. That's what they were telling King George. You just came to power. How the hell we submit to you? And when you don't even supposed to be in Great Britain. You don't even supposed to be a Great Britain in Scotland. They knew. But when you're trying to talk to a tyrant, he don't listen. Yes, when you talk about Queen Elizabeth's grandfather, she got zero tolerance. The problem is Michael is in the midst of African Americans. You don't get this kind of hate unless Jesus is amongst you. He's African American. That's why young black men want to be Jesus now. But the problem is they want to be the old way. They don't want to be. They want to talk about the Torah. No, you want to talk about the Holy Bible. Every nation in the world is reading the Holy Bible, King James Version. I don't care if you are a Catholic, they're reading the Scottish King James Version. I don't care if you're a government of Saudi Arabia, they're reading from the King James Version. Because God has a white horseman blessing in the Scots. They're the only people supposed to have a crown. They've been stripped. They say there's only 5 million Scotsmen, Scottish people here. But they say there's over 40 million African Americans. So it's time now to adopt the Scots because they're the majority. The Germans have pretty much done made the Scots distinct. Because they think they have made the Native Indians. But no, God could take one or two and replenish these people. God already know the test has come. It says right here, the horns. It says right here, the 10 horns of thou saw are the 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. That means that Germany is going to have a problem because those horns, God is saying, is going to become kings. But these kings are going to hate what happened because they're going to realize the wars and the rumored wars that went back centuries was just these three people. And the Bible is very clear. Because what? The Lamb is in the mix of them. But they can't fight the cause so they're faithful. That would be the angel ships of the 144,000. They're the bodyguards. Matter of fact, I get communication because people are traveling in the spirit and they're not traveling in the flesh. And I'd be like, whoa, how do they know this? I'd be like, wow, well, how did this person know? Because we communicate. I just want to just tell you, African Americans, God is about to set up heaven to be the overruler of all nations. And he's going to force all military complexes to their knees. You're going to start seeing the skies, and you're already seeing There's planes flying, seeing orbs. Those are beginning of the end of military complexes in the hands of wicked nations. I'm sorry, Republicans, but you abandoned Philadelphia. I'm sorry, Democrats, you abandoned Philadelphia. You abandoned these places. For what? It was the only safe haven if your countries are bogus. If your countries are bogus, it is the only hope. You don't never forsake Philadelphia. Through Philadelphia, I represent the United States government. It is reported, it is seen. You can see Philadelphia been closed over 147 years. But what is that government I'm responsible for? Because a new goodness going to have to come to it, a new righteousness. The supreme judge of the world is Jesus returning as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They swear an oath to Jesus, and they prevail. I swore an oath to Jesus, and I prevail. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the Lord because the Holy Ghost is energy. It's so powerful, it knocks you to your knees. It almost kills you. It can take away your life. You can't be in the presence of God. Even I know that because I was also in the mix of God. How did I do this? Because God enjoyed men like me who stand up for righteousness. He said, you come to me in righteousness, I may reveal myself. But if you all stupid and dumb, he ain't going to reveal himself. He'll be forced to kill. God will kill and heal. I know. He the one who raised the Confederates against the black man. God raised the Ku Klux Klan against us. It's for a reason. We rebel like children. We be hating our own parents. He knows this. He prayed that we learn how to read and write and multiply for ourselves. But we do rebel. That's why I say it's a curse to curse your parents. Yes, they were in slavery. We, the descendants, must set their names free. And we must revenge their names because those are our ancestors. They could not undo those ship chains. They were babies. We know that the Chaldeans murdered off their dogs and sold babies to the Chaldeans. They watched how it took 4 or 5 months to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Europeans were buying babies. And those babies were growing up 3 and 4 months, growing up to be young men. The time they reached the shore, they almost teenagers or something because they'd have been dropped off. We'd have been dropped off. Our ancestors to too many islands and places, been shipped here, shipped there. And I said in other episodes, it's called a three-car Molly. We're taking the treasure city people, and we're going to spread them out, and we're going to mix with them. Why do you think the women were being impregnated? Why? The men, penises, in many cases, were being cut off. Why? Because the man penis is strong because the seed of the child is begin. But one thing about the mothers, they gave birth to maybe the mixed child. What did those babies do? They went straight and found a black man just as chocolate and strong mandingo they can and let him impregnate her 100,000 times. That's why we still got a black race, because it's a nature thing. The black woman, that's why it's a blessing when they say one drop of black blood, you black. It's a blessing for that because the goal is to not let genocide be the reason why the black man and woman can't exist. But I told my father, I said, look here, I would like to be king because I'm not going to sit here and lie. I think the black African-American woman is the most beautiful thing I've seen. She comes in so many flavors. Thank God she's black because I know her. She comes light skin, dark skin, brown skin, golden brown, black, whatever you call it. And when they fix themselves up or do the twerk, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. But it's their job. the woman have always kept us together when we are foolish men. They going Adam and Eve on us real fast. The men ain't going Adam as fast, but our Hebrew women are going Eve. They said, look at this black man. This is what you've been missing. And every black man has been following the booty. It's a reason for it. Because you've been tripping. And y'all ain't been coming together to form a perfect union of the black community. The union is what we're missing. The Confederacy ain't no union. They the haters. Bloods and Crips hated one another because they want to control certain parts of the streets. The Klans want to control the Democratic Republican Party. That's who they threaten. And the Bar Association members. They all get threatened by Klansmen. So the Klans got freedom because they are the gang of the United States, they say, of District Columbia. I'm going to put Bloods and Crips against you because you are now the KKK gang. I want to put armies of Latinos who is breaking away from the slave trade. The blacks in the Spaniard territories who were in slave trade, who were set free, happened to become Spaniard because the Spaniard, which is the Chaldeans mixing with them. Oh, we don't have no problem. But again, God has chosen African-American, a seed out of African-American community, ethnic group. A Messiah will rise out of African-American man. I know this because I'm part of the family. I was given visions and dreams as a baby. I used to tell my parents, I'm going to be the richest man on earth. Oh, I ain't going to say what my uncle helped raise me. We get a little taste in his belly. Oh, he know how to crack some interesting jokes. But I loved him because he treated me like a son. He raised me. I was raised by a uncle who was acting like my dad. I had to learn he wasn't my dad until I was older because I wanted him to be dad. I called him dad. He was a carpenter. He built apartment complexes. He was like a handyman. He knew that he had real estate. He built a 10-room apartment. Many of his brothers and sisters that are 14 used to live in these apartments first. My mother lived in one of the family apartments. I was brought from the hospital to one of the family apartments. And then my uncle built a house in the 60s. And then I moved with him. But I always thought he was daddy because he would be the one always keeping me around. At this time, my mother got pregnant from my father, but he was really nowhere to be seen. I had that kind of father, but maybe he didn't know, maybe he did know. Maybe he had to learn later, maybe my mama didn't tell him. But I was not raised by my father, and then I eventually was not raised by my mother. I was raised by my uncle. He was a carpenter, and he was a builder, and he was a millwright at Ford's. So he made money. And I used to see back then, families used to come to the door, and he used to hand them $25 and $50. I couldn't understand why he's giving money out to the community, because many African Americans couldn't go to the bank to get no money. They would come to my uncle. He had a book of all these families used to borrow. I think back then $25 go a long way in the 50s and the 60s. He was loaning money out, and people would bring him back money. As long as they bring back their money, they can loan it again. Sometimes they bring back money and give him an extra $2 to it. My pop, well, I don't know what he wore, but he had it going on where people come to him borrowing money. I kind of does that now with certain people I feel will pay me back because I learned that I was looking at how people was always visiting. They treated my pop. He was almost like the mob, I guess, but he really was a businessman. He understand the value. He says back then banks were never giving us money. So black men with money used to be like a bank. They were kind of better than the church. The church would take your money, but my pop would give you, he gives you money on your payday, pay him back, and he'd take your name off. And I knew, I used to see him do this growing up. I didn't understand it because I thought everybody was friends, but they needed money. And I saw my aunts and uncles coming to get money. I saw my mama getting money. That's why I'm like, why mom coming here today? I'm staying with my pop. The mom coming up, my mother, she getting her some money. I'm like, dang, I didn't know. I used to give me some money too. So I had one of those blessings. I can't say why God put me in the mix, but he was my hero. Uncle, that was daddy. That was daddy. And I miss him, and he passed away when I was 20. He was my hero. I never had problems because I always had him in my corner. And when I lost him, I then knew how I feel to be alone in a sense, because family members knew I had a closeness with him. So they decided to start dissing me. Lost my car, got repossessed, lost a job. I know what it feels like hitting rock bottoms. And when you need to eat, and you also to produce 4 kids now, I know that feeling. But one thing I can tell you, when I couldn't lift myself up, a girlfriend lift me up. I couldn't understand that part either. How did a girlfriend lift me up? She was making $800 a week when I wasn't making nothing. But she liked me. And she let me use her car. And she shared her paycheck with me. So I immediately started using some of that money to do what? Make sure she's well taken care of, because I'm not going to spend her money on myself. But she helped me get back on my feet. And to this day, I have never looked back because I had help. Why? How did a female do that? Because they work. They get good jobs, I guess. But I had a female help me. And the only reason I didn't marry her because I didn't trust her, but still, too. Because like every man with a degree might can date her. I didn't like that because she loved degrees. But she had her own degree. She was a businesswoman. She was a heck of a drawing architect. She can draw up anything. She can make pieces. She can build model houses. She was a very skillful. But she was 7 years older than me, too. I'm 20-something. I felt good. I was like, to this day, I will always help her if she needs me. Because she helped me, and she knew it. But I almost came a slave, but I couldn't come a slave. But I'm letting you know, woman has power to help the man. I couldn't understand. I have to lower my voice a little bit because sometimes I got to look back at my past. Who helped me? The mother. She just happened to be a girlfriend who was making buku money at that time. I was like, for real? You helping me? Cool with that? You know, of course, I wanted to, okay, I'm going to buy me some, yeah, I'm going to buy me some, you know, I'm about to roll now, but nah, because people know me. Nah, I can't do that. I started investing into parties and shows. I took a check, invested into a talent show, made $3,000, bought myself just a regular used car, kept throwing little shows, kept doing certain things. Then all of a sudden, I had to get a little job, got a little job, made a little earning a little money, but then a job, I was getting mad because I was spending 8 to 12 hours, and I ain't like how my paycheck, they take so much taxes out. I was using that as a business, and I started growing myself, and I never looked back. I always had a car. I know now how important to protect a woman. That's why. And then if you got something, a job, man, do the same thing for the young lady so she can get on her feet. But don't let her be stuck with babies. Work it out. And then I watched my friend. I mean, I had to go there and say, my friend, I watched him. He done built 3 houses I don't know if he's a gigolo or not, but these girls, these a lot of foreign girls, they give him all their money. I'm like, oh, God, what you do? I guess he's got to lay it down. I don't know. But I was the first to get sisters to look out. And they were working women. That's why I will always support working women. But don't get so cocky where you're better than a man. We're suppressed for a reason. We're great men. We just ain't came together as engineers and lawyers for infrastructure so that when you're sick, you come to us. When you need to build that new house, you come to us. When you need to go in the courtroom, you come to us so we can defend you and we can defend ourselves. We're the only ones that can hold a sword and the law of Moses in our hands and fight any army because it's a righteous law. I love why I have a Moses, because it comes from the Nile Valley. I just love this stuff. It's something about overcoming an oppressor who may be the enemy of the United States. That's the Klansman mentality. That's the Confederation. If you don't believe me, pick up the Constitution. Go to Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. These are the seven articles. They are called unchangeable. President is elected, governor is elected, but when it comes to no, we see the Klans in the mix of them. But it says no state can enter into a treaty, alliances, or confederation. It says no. The Klans are legal because they're holding a Confederate flag. But there is no DOD to enforce it because the Republicans and the Bar Association done infiltrated. These are foreigners. But if you notice, they didn't change it to Canada. They maintain that United States there because she has a secret. She will overthrow even just with one or two people. She's that powerful. She belongs in a system that heaven has recorded will be the new government of the Messiah. So men then tapped into God's resources in Scotland. They, matter of fact, can read the black man better than the black man. I come to tell you, you're not born, Kurt, though, is not born under the name of Germany. We don't have German names, and yet King George was a German who brought us as slaves. We're not named under the Spaniards, who also were the slave traffickers in the 1700s. We're under their purchase from the Chaldeans and the Palestinian slave trade. They were selling out to all the woolly haired people of the Nile Valley in order to establish an Islamic state. That's how it all started. Chaldeans and the Palestinians going against the Nile Valley civilization. That's why you see the straight haired Sudanese fighting the nappy haired Sudanese, because they're determined that we don't supposed to be there by the wooliness of our hair. Why? That's why we're in America. Because they established a constitution called the Hammurabi Code. We will be lifelong slaves because of the texture of our hair. That's why we perm our hairs, straighten our hairs, is because something's going on in the wilderness. These are the things that we need to pay attention to. These are the things that we need to pay attention. We can talk about past, but the future is kicking the booty. We got to change that. We start changing that because we know now police brutality is occurring. It's occurring for a reason. Black men, you got to arm yourself with a rock and a stick and a slingshot just in case. Do not worry. Officers are either going to be in a car or they're going to line up against you. There's no officers ain't going to be out of their car walking the beat by themselves. They got to form a line. That way of fighting is no more. If you are an enemy, we're going to circle you and encamp you. You don't think you see the frontal, we're behind you. If you think we're behind you, we're on the side of you because we're going to make your weapons turn. Once they turn, you can shoot each other, you see, because you are all compound together. Ain't going to be you going to run down, we shoot you, you shoot us, and you got all this armor. That the way of Civil War, that was the stupidest fight in the world. It should never happen. But Abraham Lincoln needed to fight because they didn't know who's who it was what without that fight. Because it's hard to go down there. All you're going to do is remove the Southerners from the South. How do you remove, well, many of them probably Northerners. They needed a conventional fight. No man shall fight a man who weapon stronger than him. No one's supposed to stand there and y'all shoot each other. No. You stand there, we will camp the Confederates. We will violate, you have to announce, are you a Confederate officer, yes or no? If they don't say nothing, they're Confederate. They say, no, we're not. Then you can ask them another question. Did you take your pledge? Are you loyal to the United States of America? Have the officers are not loyal to the United States of America. Because in order to kill Americans, they got to be a foreigner. A lot of people don't know. Many of these foreigner governments are in the police forces. Some there to interfere, some are not. The scripture says it. He says the horns are now becoming the kings. But why are these new kings going to fight these old kings? Because they have robbed and stolen and pillaged from each other. Now there's a revenge. These are the things that God is saying is happening. We're in the midst of a war within a war within a war. So we shall sit and scoop. We shall watch. Do not worry. Right now we can't bring back our dead. But guess what? They who killed and broke the law, they violated the Confederacy rule. No, you can't be a Confederacy as a police officer, sir. Klans, you done violated the no Confederacy rule. States can't enter. Why do you think the president still do the State of the Union? That means secretly they are holding some, but secretly they're breaking the law on something. The Union will always prevail because God is the Union. You got to be in union with God first. Then you become, but once you ain't in union with the living Hebrew God, you are now Confederate. The United States General Assembly is written as a Jesus Christ kingdom and government. If you don't believe me, all you had to do is go to the book of Hebrews. Why did God write this in the book of Hebrews? Because that's a message to the Hebrew Israelites. He said, go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse. Start at verse, Start at verse 20. I always start at verse 22 because it said, but ye are coming to Mount Zion. That's the United States of America. And to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. There's a heavenly Jerusalem. I know people want to go to the old Jerusalem, David, but Jesus got a throne in heaven called Jerusalem. Only the tree of life sits. That would be the new world where pollution just began, I guess, 1600s. That's why the new world is going to be God's chosen kingdom. It's really, this part of the world is more divine than any other part. The queen and them knows this. It's a heavenly dream, and two innumerable company of angels in a mix of her. To the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven. I'm talking about Hebrew chapter 12. I started at 22, now I'm on 23 verse. Written in heaven, and the God, the judge of all, and to the spirit, as you and me, we're spirits now of just men made perfect. Through our spirit we shall be made perfect. Is the reason for it, because of all this evil. And to Jesus Christ, the mediator of this new covenant, that who blood that sprinkled, the Roman filter. He speaks of better things that starts that of Abel. See, Abel in the Bible was the righteous brother where Cain was the evil. Jesus is replacing that righteousness. He died for no reason. Jesus died for no reason, but he is like Abel. People don't understand what God is saying here. He's establishing righteousness. And he says, ye that you refuse not him that speaketh, for he that escaped not who refuse him that spake on earth. Nor shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. That would be the voice of Christ, whose voice there shook the earth. But now he has promised. That's why we see the weather changing. Say ye not once more shake not the earth only, but also the heavens. And the word, yes, once more sanctified, the removing of the Confederates, the things that are shaking, and the things that are made, and those things cannot be shaken, may remain. That is the seven, that's the church, the General Assembly. That's why Lucifer have all these Arab countries in the General Assembly because he knows there is no other salvation. But because of these wickedness, this is the reason why Lucifer does not die in the Battle of Armageddon. He must deliver Babylon to the General Assembly. It's here now. That's why the UN, a lot of people don't understand what its purpose. Lucifer had to give up Babylon and replace a prison for 1,000 years. If Lucifer fights with Babylon, Lucifer will die in the battle. So what Lucifer did is turn over all the nations to the General Assembly. That's why it says right here in the book of Hebrews, to the General Assembly and to the Church of the Firstborn, which are written. You got to still be good people. That's how we have a Declaration of Independence, good people. It's a reason for it, because the Church of Israel has been in captivity since really 600 or 700 A.D. We did never come out of really captivity. We had been sold four corners of the earth through Greece and Rome as we know today. But we were sold off from the Nile Valley civilization and the Middle East. And who was the target was the woolly hair Africans. We were the targets. Today you might see more straight hair Africans in those regions now. Those are the Chaldeans mixed slaves. They kept Hagarim and they kept Ishmael as their personal slaves. A lot of people don't know how powerful the Chaldeans, even to this day. They ruled King George III. If it was not for the Chaldeans, it would not have been a King George III. They're part of the secret Ottoman Empire. Now they've infiltrated the police of America. Now we're dealing with some kind of ruffians, some kind of bullies. But the black horsemen must prevail. The black horsemen will prevail because God is taking the remnants of the Lamb of God and he's putting power in some of us. I already know that those police officers and Department of Justice don't want none of this for a reason, because I'm part man and part angel. I didn't know I could be those things until God sent the message. And whatever he called upon, I don't care what I say or do. I could be like Joshua. I can be like the men of the prophets of Iran, but God will find me. He used certain things to wake me up. He knows that I can also fall asleep. But he's using things. I hate when the Confederacy are involved because it always hurting some of us. But it's my in us. Yes, we're going to bring all of them to justice because African American has been called to liberty. That's why everyone's going to be saying, we're going to be running from a black man. Yes, you are, because there's a black man who is here to kick the Confederate butt. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. You're the wicked people. Clans and told your business. They talk too much. They never shut up. They always say, hell, I'm both, I guess. Now they got a problem. Because when you bully me, I don't give a damn if we in high school. One thing about a bully, you will get hit in your jaw because you need to feel the pain of getting your teeth knocked out. Because once I hit you, I'm going to hit you so damn hard, you ain't going to fight no more. I used to knock niggas out because they was bullied, but you can't bully me. I hit back. That's why bullies retreat. They say, no, we ain't going to mess with Kurt because he would hit us back. We know what it feels like getting hit with a left and a right. I practice karate so I can hit someone. Hell, I don't want to. I was too pretty to get hit. I hit back. This has been the Black Hebrew Israelite Show. I got 12 more seconds. Tune in Monday. I'm on off, but I had to come in to talk about the liberty that we got right now. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you.